Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and you are watching VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
If you're missing, we have four programs every day, back to back. Make sure you catch them as we are covering some now moments in time, seeking a biblical perspective. And it's important, more important to know what to do with the news you know than to know a whole bunch of news. Mm-hmm. We've got to begin to pick and choose, you know, what, because you can hear something 10 times over in 10 different ways, but one of those would have helped you say, okay, now this is being done, so how do I respond to it biblically? What does God want me to do? And so I want to encourage you to listen and review the programs and stay informed, stay encouraged. We try to share it in a balanced way where, you know, it's not so heavy that, because there's nothing to fear, but not being prepared, you know, not having the endurance that you need, which we're going to be talking about in this program, is very important. You're hearing so many things are coming your way. You feel like maybe Job, it's like, if one more thing comes my way. I mean, they're talking about, get this health care crisis going on right now where I'm talking to folks and they don't even know that come January the 1st, it's going to be against the law for you not to be registered with this new health care.
Oh, wow.
It's against the law. And they don't even know it. And you can go to the VFN Torch by going to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and watch what, we have a 3-minute video there to kind of help you about it. Help you to kind of understand it, but there's a requirement by law, and it's fluctuating and it's changing. But remember this: a law is a law, and but I like what Dr. King says: an unjust law is no law at all.
That's right.
But this is healthcare. This is not some oppressive thing. This is wanting, you know, to help folks out, and whether we agree with that or not, in the context of it, you need to think about, we have a couple more days left before January the 1st comes. And so you need to get your family, find out what does it mean to you? You mean, there's things like that happening. So many things are happening with Israel. So many things happening in the economy. So many things are happening in the world. It's just this one world type movement going on. Things you thought would never happen, all the way from booing God, booing Jerusalem, as being the capital, to hurricanes, storms, tornadoes bigger than they've ever heard before, floods bigger than they've ever heard before. I mean, just all this stuff's hitting you. And I want to be able to talk to you about endurance, you know, endurance and strength, because it's expected for us to endure. You know, those that endure, that do not faint, they will be saved. And in our generation, every generation has to endure. The Christians, the Christ followers in that generation have to endure. And what does that mean? And today, you know, we lived in such a blessed land for so long. Endurance is I don't even know. I just don't see it in our society anywhere. There's always some loophole somewhere about endurance, you know? Mm-hmm. And sports figures, for example, I mean, you can see people enduring in the sports. But that used to be a culture thing. Everybody endured. Everybody would push through, and it's, people give up so easily. How many? So that's my 15th job. It's like, have you decided, possibly, potentially, maybe you're the issue and not the 15 companies that you work for?
Right.
It's like the guy that got married 300 times in upstate New York, right? And he got 300 divorces, and so you'd think at some point he would have thought, maybe it's me and not my wives.
You would think.
Maybe I'm the issue, right?
You would think.
And with that, we want to talk about, you know, are you the hero in all your dreams? Is it always someone else? Every message you hear, every teaching you hear, every calamity you hear, every time God speaks to you, it's never. I mean, it starts off from you being the righteous epicenter, and then outside of that, it's everybody else's issues and problems right there. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you talk to folks and say, "Did you ever think that God may be speaking to you?" They're just like stunned, and they go, "Well, no, it never did cross my mind, but let me pray about that." And if it didn't cross their mind, I doubt very seriously going to pray about that. And hopefully get a chance to talk about the seasons. There's a season for everything. Ecclesiastes 3 talks about it. Chuck Pierce gave a word understanding Issachar, and we'll make that available for you on the VFN Torch. Issachar was one that understood the times and the seasons. He's able to interpret them. And for some reason, you know, God is sharing the seasons with us and others as well, but with us. And so we're sharing with you so you can be able to interpret the times and the seasons yourself. And quite often that's how the Lord works. You know, mm-hmm. He'll raise up a prophet and somebody to be able to share it. So I want to encourage you that when you're listening and watching VFN TV and VFN radio on the Christian Television Network, that you really think about, hey, you know, I need to pay attention because this is a time, this is a season that's taking place. And if we do get a chance, we're going to talk about in today's programs about the third great awakening that we're believing God for. But first I want to say in regards to it is the season that folks are going out and deciding, they're asking questions like, what would you like for Christmas? You know, what would you like for Christmas? And some people say, well, you don't have to give me anything. Mm-hmm. And somebody says, no, I insist on it. And it's like, are you getting me something or are you getting you something by going getting something? Because if somebody says you don't need to get me anything but love, then that's, I'm not saying that. No, I'm just saying, then take their word for it. Take their word for it. But I want you to check yourself and say, am I really wanting to get them something? Or am I really wanting to go through the process because I enjoy the shopping experience? I want to get something. And some folks don't even ask the question. They just go out and grab something because they want the experience and this is what they want them to have. And they never really think about the individual. And it's like, if you're getting a gift for an individual, don't you care what the individual would want? Don't you care what would benefit them? Or is it just a shopping experience? Or is it just something you're trying to, you think in your own mind, this is what they need to want. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute. This is about Christmas. Men needed salvation. We needed to be saved. God knew our condition. He knew our heart. He knew what we needed. We didn't tell God this is what we want. He knew what we needed. He knew that we needed. We cried out to God, and it's like we were in this stuck, dark state. And in that, He came down and heard our cry, and He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, born on the day that we celebrate Christmas. I mean, that's the day that we chose to celebrate His birthday. And understanding that this is the gift. The gift of God. And so when somebody says, all I want is love, the truth is, it's easier to buy somebody a car than to love them. Mm. Because love is patient, love is kind, love is long-suffering. That's not like an easy thing. Mm-hmm. But what a gift. And that's what God expects from us. He says, listen, you know, I want you guys to love each other. Give each other this gift this Christmas. Give each other love. Mm-hmm. Oh, no man, nothing but love. When somebody says, well, what do you shop for that? Well, the word of God, He tells us in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13? Mm-hmm. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is long-suffering. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It keeps no records of wrongs. I mean, one beautiful gift that you can give your loved ones is to let go of all those things that you've been holding on to, that you won't let go of. Begin to forgive them. Begin to just say, you know what? Let's begin anew. That's what Christmas was about when God provided us a Savior and all we had to do was ask for forgiveness and God forgives us. Let's just do that. I want to forgive you. I want to just begin again. I want to just give you love. And it's a beautiful gift. Don't text it. Don't text it. Show up. You know, show up and look at them in the face and just say, you know, I don't. And this is what Catherine Kuhlman said to God in her real bumpy road part of her ministry when everything collapsed. She lost everything. She walked down the end of a dead end street and she said, well, I don't have anything left, but I do have me and my love. If you'll take it, I'll give you all my love. Mm-hmm. And God took it. God took her love for him and touch the world with it. And somebody says, well, I'd just rather get you some. How about love? Imagine if the church gave each other love this year. Imagine if fathers gave their family love and family gave their fathers love and spouses and the church. And then the church loved the neighbors, our neighbors, and had a compassion for them. Like 2014 would be like the year of love. And that's perfect. Love cast out all fear. 2014, as your hero's talking about prophetically, it's going to be a very challenging year to those who fear. But perfect love will deal with that. Imagine you have friends and family and loved ones who don't know love. They don't know God. God is love. They don't know Jesus. And of all the things that you could give them, you can give them the message of Christmas. You can give them the message of God through his son, Jesus Christ. You can give them salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about. You can lead your loved ones to the Lord by sharing with them how much he loves them and has a plan for their life. This is giving love. So imagine 2014 would be with brothers and sisters in the Lord instead of strangers and isolation and darkness and all that stuff. And think about this. If perfect love casts all fear, and you have given love to your family, friends, and loved ones for this Christmas, then they won't be fearful in 2014. They'll be abiding with the one who'd cast out all fear, love himself. So I want to encourage you to think about that. Think about this Christmas season, this New Year season, as we're moving into 2014 and moving on in, that this needs to be a year that I am going to love. I am going to love. You know, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be long-suffering. And this is easier to do as a believer when you realize God's watching. You know, his eyes are on us, and you love him, and you want to please him. It's like some people think God turns his head or something. It's like, God saw you do that. And it's like, to love. So despite all these four blood moons and all the stuff taking place in 2014 beginning and the storms that are on the horizon, the way it's defeated, this is how it's defeated. It's defeated in us by us deciding to love and say, you know what? In this Christmas, this New Year's, in 2014, I'm going to give you love. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
It doesn't take much to set the tone for the day. In your marriage, though, it does take a little sensitivity. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and marriage expert Dr. Greg Smalley shares how your words can have a major impact on your spouse.
I heard one time a guy that his wife was, you know, they're getting ready in the bathroom, and she's looking in the mirror and just saying, she goes, honey, look at me, I'm getting older, you know, I'm looking at the weight that I've gained, and I'm just feeling really, really bad about myself. Can you say something just to pick my spirits up? And he said, well, there's nothing wrong with your eyesight.
Ooh, ouch. Well, in all seriousness, little jabs like that really can destroy your spouse's day. Try a text or a phone call right now just to say, I love you and I'm praying for you. That could make all the difference. You'll find more trusted family advice at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
Steve, Pat, I got to tell you, I've had two experiences when it comes to reading the Bible. I've read the Bible before, and it was like a dictionary.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense. Right. Couldn't understand it.
Right.
And after one page, I said, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
But then I've had another experience.
Yeah.
And that's when I spent time abiding with God.
Big difference.
That the Bible literally has come alive. That which with each word as I read, each verse, I just sense God's presence with me. I sense that he's speaking to me. And I find that his word gives me direction. It gives me the light that I need. I tell you, if you've read the Bible before and you're struggling because it just doesn't make sense, Maybe you don't know where to start. I want to encourage you to get a plan at iabide.org. It's a plan, a very simple plan. It's going to help you to have an abiding relationship. What does that mean? That means that you're going to find a set time, a set place where you're just not going to try to study the Bible, because you can't study the Bible. It's not a tutorial. Mm. It's not a textbook. It's a living book that comes with the author. And you're going to have an opportunity to sit and engage God, and he's going to engage you. iabide.org, where you can learn to hear the voice of God.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Wish everybody a Merry Christmas out there and a blessed, blessed season and a happy, blessed new year in 2014. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat. We are talking about there's a season. There is a time, understanding the seasons of God. And when you think about it, there's a season for everything. And certain particular behaviors in the wrong season can be very inappropriate, but in the right season, they can be appropriate. Mm-hmm. For example, telling jokes at funerals, or you know, singing in the midst of a library, you know, or planning tomorrow when right now there's a war at your door, or planning a war when there's peace. I mean, there's a season for everything. As a matter of fact, Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, chapter 3, talks about it. He said, there is a time for everything. I mean, think about that, Pat. There's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, everything has its place. That is a melancholy's dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, good. A schedule. Okay.
Yeah, right. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. Think about that. Somebody says, well, I want to be born. It's like, you've already been born. Mm-hmm. You can be born again.
Right.
But there's going to be a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. I mean, that's so important, because you could say that there was a day that you were planting seeds and harvesting, but there's a day you just pull that plant up. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to till it into the ground. You got to just stop it. It's a time just to have the soil to rest. Mm-hmm. And some people just keep growing and growing, and it's like, you have to give this thing rest. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. Isn't that amazing? Mm. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. There's actually a time to scatter stones and there's a time to gather stones. There's a time to embrace, give me a hug. And there's a time to refrain. This is not an appropriate time for that. There's a time to search and there's a time to give up. Have you seen those times where we're searching and looking for a lost person, a lost child, mm-hmm. and they just don't ever give up, and it's like it's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to do, but there comes a time where you just got to say, my goodness. There's a time to keep and there's a time to throw away. There's a time to tear down, there's a time to mend. There's a time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And when you think about it, there's a season, there's a time for everything. And you can imagine if it's a time for this and not that, but you're acting like you're in that, it's going to be inappropriate. It's not that you're inappropriate. It's just you don't understand the seasons that we're in. Mm-hmm. And right now, there's a large majority of folks who kind of have a hint maybe of what season we're in, but they really don't know, because if we would be doing majorly different things. It makes me think about First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, about Issachar. Issachar was, I believe, the ninth son of Jacob. And it was said of him that Issachar, he was a man of understanding who could understand the times. This is what the Word of God says. And Issachar, men who understand, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Think about that. They knew what they ought to do. Mm-hmm. Not only do you understand the things of what is, but what to do. That's so important because, you know, there's some people that they can hear clearly. They know what season it is. And they just say it over and over. So like years ago, we were in the wilderness with a whole bunch of fathers and sons and fatherless sons and mentors. And, you know, I'm ripping out the whole stats and things they're saying today like it's second nature. Mm-hmm. And all these, you know, I don't know how many men, maybe 500 or so men in the wilderness, this big, huge tent. And I'm saying, this is going on and this is going on and this is going on. And some man from Georgia, you know, shouts out. He says, I know, but what do we do about it? It's like, wow, that's a very good question.
Wow.
And what was going on at the time was that the church, as we knew it at that time, should have been the answer, but actually was more of the problem because they weren't helping these father and family relationships.
Right.
And so we couldn't say, hey, you know, go find you a local church and then they're going to help you out because that's where he came from. You know, and so in the context of that, it's like then God's began to sow in that word, his word into all the churches, and the churches have this viewpoint now of fathers and the importance of Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. And with that, Issachar, they understand not only the times and the seasons that's going on, but what Israel needed to do. And there's a lot of things happening right now. But what we're talking about and what we're sharing with you is what God has said about what you needed to do. And there's an appointed time by God for everything. And you don't think about it as Chuck Pierce talks about in his word, in his article, Understanding Issachar, you know, that appointed times of God are not some legalistic burden as a believer in Jesus Christ. You're free to function in the context of these things, but you need to choose to align yourself with what God is saying in this particular time. And with not understanding that there are different seasons, how many people just like a season? It's a season in their life, and they like it, and they just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're 75 still talking about your high school reunion. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
wow.
It's like Jiminy Crickets, you know? You're a Saints fan still talking about the Super Bowl. It's like, that was years ago. That was just ancient. But you know what I'm saying, really, people get stuck and it's like, but there's another season now. That season's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a season meant to celebrate and enjoy it, whatever it was, mm-hmm. or to mourn through it. But it's time to, there comes a time when the mourning ends. There comes a time when it was appropriate to mourn, but now that the season's over, it's not appropriate to keep mourning anymore. You need to get past that. You need to understand now you're in an inappropriate behavior because this is abnormal lengths of mourning, if you would. But also with people get stuck somewhere. You can probably tell pretty much like how they dress. Stuck. No, that's it's polyester. It's dangerous. And so there's a time and there's a season for each of them. We're seeing right now, what is the time and the season right now in the world? What is the time and season in America? Well, this is the time and the season that we are facing great tragedy. There is great potential disaster. Life as we know it can fundamentally change overnight. The season is Israel's being surrounded on every side by nations, including America surrounding them. But at the same time in this season, the church is aligning itself with Israel, with Jerusalem, with the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians are doubling their enlistment into the Israeli Defense Force, the military, and Christians United for Israel with John Hagee. And people are getting an alignment, and the Jewish Congress, the World Jewish Congress, is standing up, and we're seeing that's happening in this season. The question is, okay, we see all this happening in this season, but what do? We do exactly what God says. He says, listen, apart from me, you can do nothing. You're going to have to abide with him. This is what we do. You run to him. You run to spend time with him. In John 15, he talks about it. He says, my Father's the gardener, I'm the vine, you're the branches. The expectation of us, of you, is to bear fruit. That can only happen by you abiding with me. If you spend time with God, he's going to tell you what to do that day in the midst of the season that we're in, because it's not the same season as it was. I mean, I would want it to stay the same. And I really did for the longest time, but I was naive. The truth is, we're in a new season. And it's a season of being on the edge of the world as we know it to shift. God's going to take care of his people. God's going to take care of those that are his, but you're going to need to abide with him. You're going to spend time with him. Go to iabide.org. If you don't have an abiding plan, you need to. If you start abiding with the Lord, he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you what season you're in, and he's going to tell you what you need to do every single day. Every single day. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet gone and visited Copy Products Company in Pensacola, Florida, and four other locations, you can find out more about them as a sponsor at VFNTV.com. Go to visit our sponsors, providing your copy or in scanning needs for many years.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you for everybody that's joining in on our Facebook. You know, you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. It's easier to go to VFNTV and click on that. But think about it. It is so cool. Every day, no matter where you are, inside the community with over a billion people now, 1/6 of the world's population is in this particular community. Everybody's saying, you got a Facebook. We got a Facebook. Mm-hmm. We got a Facebook, and you're joining us, and we're so excited about that, because every day we're in communication. All the highlights that are on your VFNTV app, that's at VFNTV.com, is also on your Facebook, so it follows us everywhere we go. We got a virtual audience, a virtual stadium, if you would, that's being filled all around the world, and now we're in the Facebook community. Thank you. And if you have not yet, you know, go to our Facebook and like us. Go to Facebook.com/VFNTV and click on like. And what does that mean? When you do that, every post that goes out on our Facebook shows up on your Facebook every single day. So you can say, hey, that segment was about me. I want to be encouraged today. Maybe every day you listen to the Wisdom Moment. Maybe there's God's news behind the news and something's coming up that says, you know, I needed to know what God's perspective, the word, is on that particular thing. Listen, this is the conversation that we're having together in the virtual audience of our Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook, or at VFNFacebook.com/VFNTV. The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and you are watching VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. Give a big shout out to all of our listening and viewing audience around the nation and around the world. A chilly, chilly day in America. From coast to coast, it's pretty cold. I know all everybody in the Northwest and the Northeast are going, you don't even know what you're talking about down there. We have to understand our blood is thinner.
Right.
Our blood is thinner. I was listening to a segment on VFN, on the VFN app that was recorded about we can adjust.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real, I mean, you need to hear that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of humiliation in there about my journey to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
But you can learn a lot. God's created us to be able to adjust. And as we're talking about, hopefully that's a related segment to today's program, because understanding as we're talking about what we're going through and some things that are happening, God's designed us to adjust. I mean, it's amazing how the body works. If you begin to use your hands for hard labor, at first you're going to have blisters. But if you continue on, if you press through in your faith, you'll have calluses on your hand. Your hands will get calloused.
Mm-hmm.
If you lift weights according to Pat, it'll be hard when you're pressing through, but suddenly you'll have, like, he has a bicep on his left arm that, you get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And just God's designed that. And if you want your faith to be stronger, you have to understand you have to go through something, and it builds your faith. You got to listen to that. I encourage you, and hopefully that'll be made available to you on the VFN Torch today. Or as a related article, you can adjust. We can.
Yes, you can.
And even if you believe you can't, as you're adjusting, you'll be surprised. You can adjust. Well, I do want to say and talk about endurance. Endurance is such an important thing. And it's a rare, you think about this. When a prince is born in a kingdom, mm-hmm. a king's home, I mean, there's probably not much endurance, for that particular prince, because everything's pretty laid out for him,
mm-hmm.
or a princess. Everything's laid out for her. Well, in America, I mean, we've been treated so well in America for so long, there really is not much endurance. And as a matter of fact, even in boot camp, it's reported right now in the Marines, mind you.
Mm.
I mean, that's the tip of the spear, man.
Right.
The tip of the spear now has like a little pink card on the end of it that says time out.
Right.
For boot camp.
Right.
Paris Island, now it's like Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not, but you can actually say, I'm not able to endure this. Can I take, pause, freeze?
Yeah, it's called a stress card or something.
Yeah, stress card or something of that nature, which I totally understand. I mean, that's probably very stressful, but that's not how life is.
No, it's not.
You can't, and so many people just stop. They go, well, I'm just tired. I'm just not going to do it anymore. Like what? Breathe? can you opt out? I mean, this is not some
mm-hmm.
some email coming to you on a regular basis. You can just opt out. You can't just opt out of life.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah, and so many people have unsubscribed and opted out of life's responsibilities because they didn't want to endure. And he says very specifically in Hebrews chapter 10 that you have to endure. And if you don't endure, if you shrink back, you won't be the ones that please the Lord. Endurance is so important, but it takes God to empower us to endure. I mean, I've seen strong, strong, strong people, strong men, and crumble in the presence of God because it takes God to help you, empower you to endure. I've seen them fall to their knees. I've seen them choke. I've seen them cry. I've seen them panic. I've seen all these different things take place. And it's like you cannot endure outside of God, but you can endure with God,
mm-hmm.
With God. And so I look and I'm reading in Hebrews, when Hebrews, right before the faith chapter, which a lot of us focus on the faith chapter, but in Hebrews chapter 10, he's talking about, enduring that you'll be richly rewarded. So he says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, he says, so do not throw away your confidence, for it will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere. That word means endure. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised, which means if you don't endure, mm-hmm. you won't receive.
Right.
For in just a very little while, he who is coming will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, which means he doesn't endure, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back, and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. And so this, it's a false doctrine that says you only have to believe for a couple of weeks and then you could just give in to the world system and live in darkness and just opt out of life. And then you can just say, yeah, I was baptized back in, 10 years ago. I got a certificate on my wall. And what you did was you opted out of the struggle. Mm-hmm. You opted out of the endurance. You shrunk back. And it says it's not going to be good. Be those that endure, that don't shrink back, and those that are saved, that we get the reward. And you think about this. I mean, so many things are happening. So many things are hitting nonstop. Bam, bam, bam. And what it is, it's working away, or it's either doing one or two things for you. It's making you stronger and more steadfast in honing your faith and who you believe in and what you believe, and it's bringing clarity to your faith. Mm-hmm. Or it's driving you further and further into a cave of denial, opting out of life. I mean, think about the 10 plagues. Mm. I mean, think about it. Okay, you had one plague. It's like, man, that was terrible. That was ferocious. Oh, my goodness. And you kind of get beyond that. It's like, oh, there's another plague. Mm-hmm. Another plague is coming. And then another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. It's like 8 plagues. It's like, the endurance that you're going to have in God to understand that he's working out his plan. He's showing himself mighty. And you can miss God. So many people miss God because they don't endure. They don't understand God's in control. He hasn't given up. He's got a plan he's unfolding. He's going to deliver Israel from captivity and from slavery and from bondage. But if you don't endure and you go, I'm just going to be a slave forever. I'm just going to work for Pharaoh forever. You're missing out because God was showing himself mighty to Israel and to the Egyptians that he's God. You want to be around for the 10th plague. You want to be around for the Passover. You want to be around when all of a sudden the death angel passes over, and you want to be around with blood on the doorpost of your heart, knowing I stood fast, I stood strong, and therefore I live. I get my reward, endurance. We pray, as a matter of fact, every Monday for 24 hours in our desire by God's grace, once we mature in this day, and we've got many years in this one day, and we thank God for it. And there's 7 of them in a week. But one of the prayers that we pray is about endurance. We ask God, because we can't do this outside of him. He says it's impossible to endure. He asks us to endure, but outside of abiding in him, it is impossible to be done. Somebody says, well, that's a catch 22. No, it's not. He's wanting a relationship with you, and you can't accomplish what he wants to accomplish through you unless you do it with him. He wants to do it together. And the prayer that we pray is, as we're praying to God, say, Father, you might want to pray this prayer. We'll make it available for you on the torch today. Father, strengthen mine and all your church's spirit with endurance. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Father, strengthen my endurance. Strengthen mine and all your church's spirit with endurance, that we may do your will with zeal and diligence, especially in difficult circumstances. Impart strength and endurance for fasting, that we live a fasted lifestyle before you, hastening your kingdom's arrival and your return. Direct our heart by your spirit into the endurance and patience that Jesus walked in. But think how powerful this is. If God answers that, and he has answered it for us, begin to pray it. And God, our God answers prayer. You need endurance, but you have to get it from God. And I think about James. When James is writing about this, he says in James chapter 1, verse 2, he says, consider it pure joy. You may hear us talk about some pretty tragic things, and all of a sudden, we're still joyful. It's like, we know that God's in control. Mm-hmm. When you get so far, when it gets to a point in God, it's not hard to have joy because You're just so far out there. You're too close. And if you think, if you're still stressing out over stuff, you're not far out enough. You need to go deeper.
Way deep.
Way deeper. Get out there where you can't even see whatever you used to depend on. So you totally depend on God 24/7. And then you can't do nothing but laugh. It's like, okay, God. God's keeping me afloat. And so truly, it's a network that God's building, right?
Exactly.
James chapter 1, verse 2, he says this, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. Think about that. Trials of many kinds which causes us to have to endure. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So it's in the testing of what you believe. If you believe Jesus Christ is in control, if you believe that he's the one that's providing for you, you're going to have to press through and endure and say, you know what, despite all this stuff coming against me and all these storms and the stuff I'm hearing on the news and, you know, what's happening with my job and finances and relationships and all that kind of stuff, you know, I'm still going to trust you through this, God. And what happens is, because you trusted God through that, a ramification of that is now you're stronger than you were before you went in. You're stronger. The fact you're thinking, I got to be strong enough to go through this. No, it's actually going through it that's going to build you the strength. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to tear me down. No, that's how it works. I mean, just look at the basic muscle. If you look at a muscle, the way that if you don't use it, you lose it. And so the way you strengthen a muscle is you have to take it and you break it down. Mm-hmm. But when you break it down, it'll rebuild itself back up stronger. And it's important for us to understand that endurance will come when we hang on to God and go through something. You just say, you know what? It doesn't make sense to me. I think this is unjust what's going on, but I'm going to trust God through this. I'm going to keep a good attitude knowing God's in control. I'm going to be patient, which means I'm not going to be complaining, grumbling, and all that kind of stuff going through it. And I'm just going to be patient through this. Understanding that when I come out of this, my faith is going to be stronger. I'm going to have some endurance in my life. The reason why there's not a lot of endurance is because we're not going through anything. We're not allowing you, the messages that you're hearing taught has nothing to do with like, hey, you're going to have to go through something to be stronger in God. Mm-hmm. And some things that are heading our way, you need to build your faith muscle up. You need to get strong. That's right. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing more beautiful than family. I know you may have had some difficult experiences in your natural family. A family reunion might put chills up your spine. But listen, the family of God is not like that. When you find out that you get around a family who honors their father, who honors Father God, who have in common their loyalty to Jesus Christ and a desire to follow his ways. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches. You may have tried everything, but it's time just to be. It's time to be the church. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you're ready to take the step and again say, you know what? I believe that I can be family, the family of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's for you. Go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.
Speaking of beautiful this morning, John Ramos.
Hey. Hello.
We were on a stage ministering, I don't know, a couple hundred men, feeding them spaghetti, ministering the gospel. And we're talking about, I think, racial reconciliation or something. And I said, man, I said, you're beautiful. And all of his masculinity was risked. 200 men, he's like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm like, dude, I'm not really telling the truth here. No. You're not beautiful. No, I'm just trying to make up for the height difference and everything. You know, but seriously, I'll remember that. You're like, oh my goodness, beautiful. You know, I meant that in a masculine. Isn't he though?
He's
got glamour shots. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Really?
Ian, I'm so sorry. We're getting to our list. This is where we're going.
Thank you for the list, Ian.
Welcome to the Christian Television Network across the world. You got to see John's glamour shot.
No glamour shots.
They're all glamour shots. He waits like a long time.
You forgot,
for
really? You know, you were like,
oh, please.
Ian, get back to Ian's list.
Okay. We're gonna
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT. Light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, wish everybody out there, all of our listeners and viewers, a Merry Christmas. Pray the Lord will bless you during this season in preparation for the year to come. And I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
We're talking about endurance. Endurance is so important. And reading from James chapter 1, when he's talking about going through trials with pure joy, and think about it, he says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance, which is endurance, that it does something. Endurance must finish its work. So if we never endure anything, not only did we not finish the work, we didn't even start the work. Endurance, perseverance must finish its work so that we're mature and complete and not lacking anything. Think about it. What happens when we endure? We become mature in God. Uh-huh. It's a completeness that comes into our life and a place of no lack. But what do you see? You see so much immaturity in the things of God and in life in general. Uh-huh. And in places of lack and incompleteness. Everybody's like, I don't feel whole. I don't feel complete. It's like, you don't go through nothing. You don't trust God. You run from everything that happens in the context instead of saying, you know what? I'm going to stick. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stand even when it stinks. I'm going to quit switching jobs every 5 minutes. And society's getting to the point now that you can't run from yourself. You can't because they can Google you.
That's right.
And that's kind of really good because it'll get the church to start going through something. Mm-hmm. And so we can be mature and be strong. There was a day where people would, when I used to be a landlord and had these apartments, and people would go not pay their rent at one apartment complex in the city, and then they would go to the other one, and they wouldn't tell you that they didn't pay their rent. And so you would take them on, and they did the same thing. They keep going from place to place, not paying their rent. And so... now with today's technology and everything else, if you didn't pay it over there, then the landlord knows you didn't pay it over here. And it's like, you know what? Instead of doing that, I'm going to repent and say, dear God, forgive me for that. And say, I'm going to press through and believe God for the rent money where I'm at.
That's right.
Believe God where I'm at, that God's going to provide for me in the context of that. And it could be a huge learning lesson how it's going to happen. But you're going to get stronger, and you're going to come to a place, if you go through it with faith in God, that you're going to be a place of maturity, completeness, and a place of no lack. I'm not talking about the American gospel, no lack. I'm talking about in your faith. I'm talking about in your faith, because Paul said, I learned to abase and abound. I learned to be satisfied no matter what condition I'm in. And it makes me think of Romans chapter 15, when you want to talk about endurance. How can we endure in God? Romans chapter 15, verse 4 tells us the word of God helps us do that. He says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance, think about it, through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement that's provided, we might have hope. And so we see people that had our same journey possibly, or a similar journey in the word of God, and said, look what happens when they endured. Look what happened when Abraham, against all hope, in hope believed, and so became. He was fully persuaded that God was able to do what God said he was going to do, even though his body and his wife's body couldn't do what was going to happen.
Right.
He didn't even waver in his faith. But he endured a journey, like 25-year journey, for that to take place. And so we can read about his life and say, you know what? I am going to have endurance, patient endurance. And patience means going through delays and difficulties. And the toughest things to go through are the people's mouths who get surrendered to the enemy, who try to put their little measuring sticks on you and rulers on you and said, you know, didn't you say you're going to be the father of many nations? I don't see you and Sarah having any children at all. It's like, patient endurance, my son. God is not a liar. And they're just used by the enemy to try to sow doubt in regards to the word of God. You just hold fast in your faith against all those things that are going on. You begin to see these things come to pass. I also think about endurance. I think about 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5 through 7, when Paul was talking about, you know, endurance and going through suffering. He says, for just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. So we get comforted, but we also go through similar type sufferings that we have to endure through. He says, if we distress, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in us patient endurance with the same kind of suffering. Think about that. It's that suffering produces patience. Patience produces endurance, strengthens our faith. We're able to go through something. When we're talking about what's taking place right now in society, I'm talking about, you know, you need to build yourself up in God. You need to build yourself up in your faith, the most holy faith. You need to begin to quit listening to a whole bunch of junk and start listening and seeing things that build you up and strengthen you, not build you up and strengthens you in the context of what's going, the American gospel. I'm talking about things like Jeremiah 12:5, when he says, when they're talking, the word of God says, if racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? Let me say it again. If racing against mere men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? If you stumble and fall on open ground, think about it. If you stumble and fall on open ground, what will you do in the thicket near the Jordan? In other words, when you're getting near, what's going to be like when you get near?
Right.
So you have to be strong. You have to build yourself up. I mean, if you can't yet win in the context of staying faithful to God with men, what are you going to do when the whole adversary just unleashes the wrath of the evilness of darkness? Or you think about 2 Kings 19:3. He says, when they're talking about it, says, they told him this. They told this. He says, this is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress, a season of distress and rebuke and disgrace. As when children come to the moment of birth and there is no strength to deliver them. Listen, if you are not preparing yourself and strengthening yourself, God's going somewhere with this. He's going some for it. Don't burn yourself out on nothing. Don't waste your energy and your time and your eye gate and your ear gate and what you do with your mouth and what you do with your time. Do not waste it. Get into the presence of God. Become his disciple. Don't assume you're his disciple. For the very fact that you wouldn't even think about going back to the basics again and checking your foundation says you don't even have one. You're living on a slab called assumption, a monolithic slab, a foundation that you call assumption. And assumption washes away with the first storm, the first trial. You need to go back and measure, check yourself to see if you're in the faith. Begin to build that your faith again. Jesus Christ as Lord. I need to know you, Jesus, as the Lord of my life. Not just as the Son of God, but the Lord of my life. I need to know your grace and your deliverance and your mercy. I need to understand the authority. I need to understand the church. I need to understand the great commission that you've given us. I need to understand finance. I need to build my faith strong in you. I need to be able to learn the language of your spirit. I need to be able to hear and communicate with you clearly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, building myself up in understanding that you're going somewhere with this. This is my season. This is the season that we have to endure. We don't want to shrink back. We don't want to be those that shrink back and are destroyed, but we want to be those who endure and understand. It brings us to a place of completeness, a place of no lack, a place of maturity. Even in the four blood moons, understanding that they begin with much struggle. It's going to take much effort and much energy, but if we endure, it always ends up in blessing. If we endure, we want to be of those who endure, who are strong, and we trust God, even though our brain does not even figure it out. We say, you know what? I'm holding on to you, Jesus. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I'm going to abide with you through all this. The rest of my life, I am going to abide. And if you do not yet abide with him, this is how you build your endurance, is spending time with him. Go to iabide.org and request your free plan today. We have a free plan for you right this moment. You fill out the little information. It comes right to you. And you can begin to abide with the Lord. And guess what's going to happen? Your strength. You're going to be strong when that baby's due. You're going to be strong when you have to race against horses. You're going to be strong and be able to hold fast and not complain, gripe, and grumble when you're having to go through difficulties, knowing that your God, our Lord, is in control. He holds everything in the palm of his hand. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And he wants to use you in this season for his glory. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com. Partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.